Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1467, recorded Monday, May 5th, 2014. Lamps with clamps. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Harry's, for guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. Go to harrys.com, get $5 off your first purchase by entering code GizWiz when you check out. And by NatureBox, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like Pear Praline Crunch. Get 50% off your first box. Go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick!
We got toys, slushies, lip bands, and other stuff that doesn't rhyme. Next on the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG, Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Welcome to the GizWiz with Dickie D, Mad's maddest writer. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Sarah. And you?
Doing really good. It's, I guess we should say it right off the bat. We're recording this a little bit early on a Monday. But
we're doing it on Monday because I am going to Vegas.
Woo!
Everybody says that, I know. And I've been to Vegas so many times, it's sort of like, oh, no, not again. Yeah. But the show is fun. It's the National Hardware Show. So it's pretty much anything you would find at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's or your neighborhood hardware store. And so one whole floor is hardware stuff, and then the entire basement is all gardens, fountains, Christmas trees.
Well, does it smell like Home Depot to me has like a specific smell. Like you walk in and there's like a, I don't know, it's home improvement smell.
I don't think it's there long enough. The show's only 3 days long, so I don't think it's there long enough for the nails and the screws and all that stuff.
And is it like synthetic stone and.
Exactly.
I don't know what makes that home improvement smell, but. Lowe's smells like it. Home Depot smells like it. We have, you know, Orchard Supply smell like it. I don't know. Maybe it's the like, what is it?
I think it's fertilizer? Duct tape.
Duct tape.
Right, but fertilizer, you know.
I feel like it's like a mix of like ant killer and duct tape and paint thinner and like.
That's why they don't have restaurants in those stores.
Exactly. Can you imagine? Well, that's good. Is that at the convention center?
It's at the convention center, and it's a lot of fun. And over the years, I've been doing it so long, I sort of see they're getting smarter and smarter. There used to be a whole aisle where they sold screws and nuts. And you see these poor people taking these little boxes of screws and pouring them in display things, you know, for hours and hours. And then recently I went by like 2 years ago and I said, God, they're still doing. And I got a little closer and every drawer is just a picture of what should be in there. And I'm thinking, oh, well, this was a good idea.
Someone thought ahead and realized that.
Why are we schlepping tons of screws and nuts back and forth?
Yeah, those poor guys. Yeah, you're right. I mean, all of these trade shows kind of blend together after a while. I mean, you're going to go, you're going to get a hotel, you're going to have to deal with taxis and trying to get onto the show floor. I mean, yeah, Yeah, no. That's kind of how I felt about CES, like the third year in a row. It was like, I've done this a lot of times now.
Yes, yes. Well, I've done like 21 CESs.
Yeah.
So they, you know, the CEA, the organization that puts it on, they just send you an email. Are you still alive? And are you coming?
Yeah.
So they'll just send you a
Have
badge.
Have you moved? We're going to send you a badge no matter what. So just let us know. Yeah.
But, you know, the hardware show is people at CES are more, they understand PR and they understand product samples
right.
and review units. At the hardware show there, they're really not so much into that. I remember one year, I could not believe it. I was finding stuff for ABC News. And this guy had, it looked like one of those underarm shave tubes. And except it was a hole filler-upper. You accidentally make a hole in your wall. And instead of spackle, getting out the spackle and the brushes and the putty knife and all that, all you do is you took this little hole filler and you ran it over the hole. And it filled in the hole, and then you painted over it. And I said to the guy, you know that? I said, yeah, that's very clever. I said, they have it too. I'm going to want to use this in the ABC spot. He said, it'll be $5.
And I said,
I don't want to pay $5
and then credit card.
Promote your product on television. He said, I'll tell you what. You come back at the very end of the show, and I'll give you this demo tube if there's anything left in it.
Thinking, you don't understand how many of these products I'm going to move, sir.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Anyway. I kind of dealt with
Anyways.
It. Because I was very used, like, the convention, I haven't gone to a lot of conventions, and the ones that I had gone to were all these trade industry shows where as press, you'd show up and, I mean, everyone is excited to talk to press, just like what you were saying. And so I went to PAX, and I had a media badge. I had a press badge. I thought, you know, I should do some real work while I'm here. And so I was going up to, like, Gunner Glasses and Plantronics and, like, all these companies that I know really well. And just like, so what are you talking about? You know, I was, like, total PR press mode. Like, tell me about your product. What are you guys releasing? And they're like, we're selling some t-shirts if you'd like,
yes,
like to
exactly.
buy some stuff. They were just like, and of course, like, there wasn't any PR people there because this was just it took like the third person to be like, why does no one have their act together? Who is going to talk to press? And it's just, they didn't have, that's not what that trade show was meant for.
Exactly.
And I was
exactly.
like, oh.
Yes. CES attracts like, you know, 30,000 press people. So they are,
and it's all industry.
Same thing with
E3. That was the thing, is I had gone to that was the other video game conference that I went to was E3. And at PAX, it's open to everyone. And so you get fans, you get costumers and stuff like that. And so they're really there to talk to fans. And I for some reason, it just did not click that's what was going on at that convention. So I was walking up like, who can I interview? And they're like, we're not ready for that. We have a merchandise booth if you'd like to buy something. And I'm like, no.
Yes, I wanted
to talk to someone. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, conventions and being press and stuff like that. So.
Yes. I was at another event this past week that was for the press. And it was a lot of fun. It's called The Time to Play Magazine Spring Event, and it's where toys that you might have seen at Toy Fair are now pretty much in the marketplace or much closer to being sold, and it's to remind the press of what's going to be hot this summer. And I found some fun stuff, and I have three little videos for my three gadgets, all from Time to Play. And here's the first one, which is an assortment of fun things kids can stick on their bikes.
Ooh.
Company is called Skyrocket, and Skyrocket has every conceivable device for your bike. This is Bike Bubbles. Can you make the bubbles go? So Bike Bubbles attaches right under your bike seat. And how much is bike bubbles?
$14.99.
As you fly down the street, you'll be streaming bubbles.
Bubbles comes out.
What are we calling this little guy?
Whoa!
Okay. The cyclone water blast. This shoots up to 25 feet, and there's a little remote control here so that you can actually aim it where you want, so you can do bike-to-bike combat.
You don't have to drive directly at the person you're going to
this
spray.
Is really neat, too. So, guys, you don't want a little frilly basket on the front of your bike. So this is black metal with a nice little black grid in there. And that also comes with a little hang basket for your beverage. And that sells for $24.99.
And that comes with a cargo net to hold your stuff on it.
And we're going to get a little demo of this. This is called Wheel Rider, W-H-E-E-L. And Wheel Rider, you know what? I'm not so sure this is going to show up. This says, call me. But what is neat about this is when you buy it, this is what the packaging looks like, and you can turn the package around. You go in, you get an app, you can make all your, you can either get their designs or make your own design, but the neat thing is, now do you need to have a speedometer or?
No,
it comes with a speedometer, and your wheel will write out the speed you're going. And how much is that guy?
Oh, $14.99.
All right, we're getting a closer look at it here. And that's $14.99, and that's I see them.
When you plug your phone in here.
You plug
your phone in there, and then download the app. That's how you get it.
Oh, I see. You download the app directly to the device,
yep.
And then make your design on the phone, and then send it to the device.
Wow,
really nifty. And that's what Cyclone Water Blaster looks like in its packaging, Wheel Rider in its packaging. And bike bubbler, and you said one of them was Walmart only. Which one was that? Cyclone water bottle. A water blaster is Walmart only. So these are all from Skyrocket. Is everything we saw available now?
All available now.
Dick DiBartolo playing with toys. What is this event called?
Time to Play Magazine.
Time to Play Magazine. Okay.
I just saw a press event.
It is so many.
Bye.
That's how you know you're a real professional is when you're just like, wait, I'm here again. What? Which one is this?
Yes, I know. You have it right. And there are certain places like this Metropolitan Pavilion and the Altman Building that many press events are held at.
Yeah.
And you forget what event you're going to. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. And it's also just like, it's like your motivation is like, I'm going to report on stuff, and I don't care who's throwing it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I just was looking for, I thought, I should give these people credit. They invited me, they sent me a press pass and said, come on down.
Yeah.
So the stuff is from Skyrocket, and the division is Fuse.
That wheel rider is so cool.
Oh, Jason, yeah, Jason, that's great.
Yeah.
And there you see the speeds?
Yeah, that is so neat.
So,
and this is a different product that they.
It's a different product from the same company.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that. And she said the speedometer pickup thing is included in. I think she said $14.99, but on their website she made a mistake. A Wheel Rider is $20, but I love that speedometer feature.
Yeah, yeah, that is so neat.
And I mean, Cyclone Water Blaster, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah,
kids will love it. Remote control is so you don't have to take your hands off the handlebars.
Yeah.
You fire it while you're driving.
Yeah, that's very neat. That's so cool. Man, as a kid, you got so much stuff nowadays. And putting an app on your phone to control what your wheels are going to display
the speed.
Neat. Yeah. Very, very neat. That is really, really cool. And all of that was from Skyrocket?
Skyrocket and their subdivision called Fuse, F-U-Z-E. I have all the links on my website.
Yeah, very, very neat.
The second one is, let's see, I think it was, I don't know if it was you and I or Leah was still doing it, when I did Ice Cream Magic. Where you
that little cup?
That cup.
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't think I was on the show. I think that was Leo.
Right. And you everything has to be in the freezer.
Right.
And then you have to shake it for 19 minutes.
Right.
And we ended up actually putting ice cream in the thing to make it look. And anyway, so at Chill, one of the booths, the woman said, "Oh, you must try Chill Factory." And she said, "Here, you know, I'll just give you one right off the floor here. You can try it." So you'll see the results with Chill Factory here.
So welcome to the Chill Factory. Freeze, squeeze, enjoy. And notice it says Chill Factory. I did not have my reading glasses on, and I thought it said the Chili Factory. So I put beans, chopped meat in it. You cannot make a chili frosty. Okay. Squeeze, freeze, enjoy. Slushy maker. All right. Let's see what it is. All right. So, okay. So you put the cup in the refrigerator, in the freezer for 4 to 6 hours. We're doing that. And then you take it out and you put in a beverage. It has to be a cold beverage. And it can be soda or juice. That's interesting.
That's good.
Do not use a hot... no. I shouldn't put hot coffee in here to make a slushy. All right. No hot beverages. All right. We got that part. So you know it's one take theater. We just do it. And we pay the consequences because sometimes... it's a terrible disaster. First of all, it fell over. It says it should be standing up, but what do we know? All right, so this is it out of the freezer. You can use dairy products also, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Dairy products, you're supposed to put the dairy product in here for, put it in here, put it back in the freezer for 3 to 4 minutes. But we're going to use... We're so much planning goes into this. What are we going to use? Coke Zero, Pepsi
nice
Max,
twin nugget in the background.
Fusion.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
It'll
set
be
decoration.
So healthy. Fusion.
Oh,
this is pomegranate, blueberry, caramel, coconut, mango chutney. It's new from Fusion. Don't look for that on the shelf. Pour it up to a mark. I don't even see a mark. So we'll just pour some stuff in here. All right.
So the stuff, what you pour in should also be refrigerated.
Really,
but if it's not dairy, you just go right ahead and do it. If it is dairy, it goes back in the freezer for another 4 minutes.
This is going to be gruesome. Oh, you know what? There was a thing over the lid, and I threw it out. I guess I should. Oh, here it is. I don't know if you need this or not. All right, so put that over the lid and start squeezing. Oh, you know, it looks
so it's just,
like...
it's a plastic cup with some gook in the walls.
In just a touch too much
oh, that's
stuff.
Interesting. I didn't even realize. Weird.
You know what?
And the thing is, it starts working.
I can see.
But it starts working very, very quickly.
You want to know something?
Wow.
This is not bad. Don't forget, we're making a slush. Remember that ice cream thing? You had to chop the ice.
You can see it's making the ice already.
Yeah.
Cream in it, and everything had to be frozen.
I thought that bottle was hard plastic.
And then
plastic.
We ended up
that's
opening it up
on.
And putting in a pint of ice cream. That's the only way we could get to make ice cream. You want to know something? This actually did work. I'm going to take the lid off. And it says, use this spoon straw.
I love those spoon straws.
Combination.
Oh, do you have one?
Well, I mean, I don't have the real one, but whenever you'd get a slushy from the
lining of this, but you know, this did work fine.
Yeah, you have to use it because you don't want to puncture a hole in the walls of this thing because you can, you know, keep using it endlessly.
Right.
That. Look at this.
That's slushy.
Wow. Let me see. You know, that's not bad.
It's like it's using like a conductance sort
that's
of.
Chill
yeah, they call it and, rapid free RFT.
The healthy Dickie Bartolo.
Rapid
free
technology. Wow. And so the funny thing is, I had to email the company because I looked online and I could not find the Chill Factory.
Yeah.
And I found a product called the Chill Factor.
It looks like they've changed the name.
Yeah, I know. And I said, you know, is someone ripping you? What is the deal? And she said, no, the cup we gave you was from the Canadian market. And in Canada, they market it as the Chill Factory.
Got it. So and look for the Chill States, Factor.
It's the Chill Factor. And it's under $15.
Wow, that's really amazing. I did. Yeah. It's funny because I saw you share this on Google Plus, and I just didn't have time to watch the video, and I assumed it was going to be a disaster.
No, so did I. So did I. And I started to say in the video, it's going to be 3 to 4 minutes, and I'll cut back to it. And suddenly,
it was like, bam!
Was making a slushy.
it
literally takes. Under 2 minutes, probably just a little more than.
And what a fun! I mean, you know, parents are always looking for healthy, fun alternatives for you know, for snack time for kids. And I couldn't imagine anything better. Use the juice that you have lying around. Use, you know, you're not, you know exactly what's going into your slushy. Wow, very
exactly,
cool.
Exactly. And you know, over the course of a summer, you'll save $15 in the first 5 slushies that you made.
Yeah. Wow. So strong recommendation for the Chill Factor, instant slushy maker. Very, very neat. And what was the price?
$15. $14.95.
$14.95. Very, very neat.
And you get the original, not the original, but you get a real spoon straw.
You do. That was what sold it for me. Yeah, definitely.
And available.
This is dishwasher safe and stuff? And
colors. You know, I don't know. I just rinsed mine out in the sink.
Yeah.
I would look on the box before I threw it in the dishwasher.
Last color slushy.
You might make a soap suds slushy by accident if you put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah. It doesn't look like they have that information online.
No, I did not see it on the sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very, very interesting. That's really cool. So, first, we have a lot more. We still have another gadget from Dickie D.
Yep.
We have My Crappy Corner and, of course,
ooh, yeah,
and stuff. But first, let's thank our first sponsor for this episode, and that is Harry's. Harry's is a great new innovative company that is disrupting the market that we have all had to pay into and endure, the razor blade market. As a guy, and even you know, girls, they shave, guys shave, everyone shaves, and I don't think I need to tell you that, but razors are incredibly expensive. If you go to the grocery store, just a single razor blade can cost close to $4, and they cost so much that, in fact, if you go to the store, you'll notice they're behind security glass. They have these crazy contraptions to make sure that you don't
At CVS, they're locked up.
They are locked away, and you have to get an employee to walk over, and it takes time for the employee to come over and unlock, and it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. So let me tell you about a better way to buy razors, and it's Harry's. At harrys.com, you can browse around. They have a few different, they have packages, and they also have different handles, and their blades are really great blades. They're you know, $2 or less just for the blades. If you just need, like, say, a refill.
And the blades are, I'm using the one that has the 4 blades in it.
Right, right. And these are made in their own factory in Germany. They've engineered their own blades in their own factory in Germany for sharpness and strength. The blades are, and you've actually shaved, my kit hasn't come in yet. I'm using.
I got a kit and I've used it 3 times. And the $2 thing is amazing because some of those new blades are 5 for $20. Gillette has something new out that it's like $30 for 5 cartridges. Ridiculous.
Yeah. This is
and
Leo's
the stuff
set.
Is good looking too. This is really
nice.
Yeah,
isn't this nice? This is Leo's set, and you can see the blade, and it's the nice where it bends, and so you can, you know, nicely contour to your face. So in this kit, you get the really nice razor blade handle. You get two extra blades in here. You get some shave cream, which I gotta say, I really enjoy the smell of this shave cream. It's really I was like, I had smelled it before. This one is still not open, but I had I really do like the scent of it. It's a nice guy smelling scent, and this is just a really really great setup. So I suggest head on over to harrys.com. Browse around. They have many different types of handles and styles and colors and different kits. And I also just like it because you skip having to go to the store. They just arrive in the mail, which is absolutely wonderful. And also the design, this is kind of like a less is more. I just really like basically everything about them. So if you head on over,
and they did one thing that people may not appreciate is that a lot of razor blades, they give you this hard cover plastic cover that you cannot get back on the blade without cutting yourself. And the one that Harry's comes, it's a soft plastic. It just snaps on and snaps off.
If you need to travel,
so you don't have to do battle with it. Yeah, right. I'm going to take it to Vegas.
Right. If you need to travel with it, you just snap back on the protective cover.
That's neat.
And you're really good to go. Yeah, absolutely. Harrys, HARRYS.com. And if you use the promo code GizWiz, get this, you get $5 off your first purchase. That's HARRYS.com, promo code GizWiz. And I think you will really love the shaving experience that you get with Harry's. It is more of an experience than just simple razor blades and a razor handle. It's really nice when it all you get a little package, and it's exciting when your Harry's comes, and just really really neat. And also, I mean, what a great gift! Also, if you're gonna you give the ever people have to shave all the time. There's never a time when I'm not shaving. Well, I guess throughout the day, but I mean, like in my life, I always have to shave, and just wonderful. So moving on, I guess let's go ahead and get on to your.
We're going to do our final gadget from the Time to Play showcase. And since kids like to do what their parents do, and parents have their own exercise bands and activity trackers. Leapfrog, you know the company Leapfrog, right?
They're like the first. I've seen they have the little computers and Leapfrog.
Yes, exactly. Tablets for kids. Well, now they're introducing the Leap Band, and here's a little info on that.
We're playing with more gadgets here. It's Leapfrog's Leap Band. This is a brand new little gadget, and we're going to take a look at it here in person. And it's a little dark there, but we can... Oh, that's better. So tell us a little bit about what Leap Band will do.
So Leap Band is our first wearable, and it's an activity tracker made just for kids. So similar to what you have in adult devices, it has an accelerometer which tracks movement and walking around, and it allows kids with points and encouragements to stay and be active.
So, and how do you... Oh, you're going to show us how to play.
I'll walk you through it. So just from a tech spec and kind of showing you the first thing, very simple, and navigation is geared towards 4 to 7-year-olds. So simple four-button navigation, 1.44-inch screen, vibrant color screen. It has a rechargeable battery, and then this band is going to change some to turn into a more traditional band. So made just for kids, kid tough, with the built-in accelerometer, which is going to track movement.
And Daniel, how many games are already in the Leap Band?
So the Leap Band has a number of features on there, and of course I picked the one that's not going to turn itself on.
I was wondering, I was going to say...
With them all day
right, that's okay. Oh, there we go. Now we have one that's lit.
So one of the big things that we noticed when we looked at wearables was that kids really love the payoff and love being encouraged and seeing their progression throughout the day. So what we've added here is an energy bar that changes colors throughout the day as kids earn points and earn energy with their movement.
Seems like something adults would like, too.
We have a pet nurturing feature in there where kids' our job is to take care of the pet that's going to accompany them throughout this activity challenge. And then we also have formalized activity challenges, things that kids can hear like jump like a kangaroo, pop like popcorn, and perform those activities for 10 seconds where they
And the screen is better. That camera just doesn't focus
Amazing.
Close.
And also, Jason, Daniel, one of the people here was telling me that once you get this, there's a downloadable app that will let you download more games?
Exactly. So we have a downloadable app that's going to be available on our LeapPad Ultra device, as well as select iOS and Android devices. And on that device, you'll be able to take your virtual pet and have them play an additional mini game. So 6 mini games on there that they'll be able to play with that really will sit there and encourage movement and encourage activity. In addition to that, they'll also be able to get fit facts around making healthy choices around food and activity, and then also being able to see a dashboard that will show them their progression throughout the over a 7-day period.
Great. And finally, the price, and when will we see this?
It will be available at the beginning of August for $39.99 and comes in 3 vibrant colors, the pink as you see right here, the LeapFrog traditional green, and blue as well.
Very good. And Dan, does this device have its own website yet?
It does. So if you go on leapfrog.com/leapband, you'll be able to get more additional details on it about the entire experience that we put together to get kids up, moving, and active.
This is really great. I'm going to try. You know, I tried it right before we turned the camera on. I really did terribly bad. I play at a 2-year-old level, but it's better than a 1-year-old level, right? Okay, bye.
Very, very cool. That looks
good. It's clever. It's clever. I think they could do very well with it.
It's so simple. I was truly thinking, like, perhaps adults would like that.
Yeah, I think so.
You get only four buttons. You got a cool screen.
Yes, that's. Some adults would probably prefer that.
Yeah.
And excuse the camera work. I was holding the mic and running the camera, and I had a bad cold.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're doing 7 people's jobs. I can't ask for that. That's cool, and it comes in different colors. And, yeah, very, very neat.
Oh, and also, you know, parents can also check in on what the kids are playing and how they're doing in case they want to encourage them to do more in the food area or whatever it is. I think it's a clever idea for the money, especially under $40.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a good price for. Sounds like that's the least expensive smartwatch I've ever seen. I'm kind of a. How do they do it? Very very neat. Especially if. They have different. Oh, I'm noticing. So the little avatar will do something. And then the kids have to mimic it, and they had a little time, on the side here, so you could kind of see the time going down.
Oh, you have to do it in a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
oh,
so wiggle cute. Like a worm, and then the time's going down. Leap like a frog, you know.
Shave like a man.
Right.
Oh, that's not on there yet.
Exactly. Exactly. Eat all your greens and stay in your room. Time out. But that's really, really neat.
Nifty stuff. Leap band.
Okay, well, I guess it's time.
Oh, I know. I always have to introduce this because it's so special. Mm-hmm. It's so special. Well, Face, before I even introduce what you're going to do, tell us about the poll.
So, I don't even know if I have the link anymore. Last week, we're starting a new month, so I need a theme for the month. And
last month it was things that stretch.
Yeah, last month it was stretchy things. The month before, what was it the month before?
Things that smelled.
Yeah, things that smelled weird. Forgot. Anyway.
Whatever it is, it was unforgettable.
Yeah, it was so great. Everyone remembers that month, right? And food. It was food. That's what it was.
Oh, that was
Becky,
it, food.
Becky reminded me. And so last week we had a straw poll and we asked everyone to do it. Well, wasn't it like bit.ly/gizwizmay, GW, that's what it was. bit.ly/GW May. There we are. And so the results are lights. Everyone thought that lights, money was a close second. So this month's
Oh, notice water. Water got three votes.
Water. No one wanted water. Water was out. Drinking, we should have put in parentheses alcohol.
Oh, that would have driven it up.
That would have driven it up big time. We didn't do marketing very well on that. But lights with 44% got 38 votes. And so, for this week. Oh, I guess you have to introduce it.
You have to wait. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for... Hit it.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
There we go. So, for my Crappy Corner this week, we have the Blackfire Camp Light Lantern. What this is, and we got this in just a little while ago, is it's a camping light, but it has a whole bunch of nifty little features. So, let's pull it out. You may have seen a camp light similar to this before. There's two LEDs, one inside of the chamber here where there's a lantern, and then there's one at the top. And these are Cree LEDs. They made a big point.
That's good. Yeah,
about, very, yeah, talking about Cree LEDs. And I use Cree light bulbs in my house, and they're just a really good a nice name brand of LED. So the basic idea is that you have a single button. When you hit it once, it turns on. When you hit it a second time, it does a brighter setting for the lantern. And then when you hit it one more time, it does a blink. It blinks. This is just the lantern. And then a fourth time, it turns on the top part, which is another light. And the only way to get through those settings is to continue hitting those buttons. You can kind of, I mean, it's pretty bright.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, you lit up the entire Petaluma.
Right, exactly.
It's almost like it was daytime.
Right. I'm pretty impressed with all the light output of it. The LED, it doesn't get wider or anything. This is it doesn't change. It's let me tell you a story. very attractive. It doesn't change its width at all. But in terms of it being a lantern, this is the first setting, second setting, and then blink, and then you got your flashlight. So there's a few other features. One is that the top of this will swivel, so it will bend around. And you have two different settings. You have two different clicks on the top. One is a little bit tilted off to the side, and the other one is straight up and down, and then you just have range of motion after those two kind of stopping points. A big part of it is that there's this clamp here at the bottom, so you can take this and clamp it to the inside of your tent, to a pole. I could clamp it on the top of my laptop here. It has rubberized feet on the bottom. Mm-hmm. So that it won't move around too much. Its pressure is pretty good. It's not strong enough that it's going to really pinch. Like if it was to catch skin or anything, it's not really going to hurt if it pinches. Like, that happens a lot with these type of clamps. But it's strong enough for me to feel pretty satisfied with wherever I clamp it. Oh, you can't see that. Wherever I clamp it, it's going to stay pretty well. And that's really nice. It has another feature, which is actually one of my favorites, which is that the clamp, you can actually open it up all the way and then slide in this little locking mechanism, and the clamp stays open, which might seem silly, but these clamp feet will then slide and lock out, and now you can set it down on a table.
Oh, like a table.
And
wow.
And now it has little feet. And this is what I really liked about it, is that in this position, that secondary click, which was bent before, now places this straight up and down. And you can, use it as, a nice lantern, turn it on bright, that sort of thing. And then you get the thing. And, of course, now, when it's locked, its range of motion is actually extended. So you can go all the way from one side all the way to the other. Where
you can use it as a work light and aim it exactly where you need.
You could point it wherever you need it. It kind of locks right there at 90 degrees at perpendicular to the ground. But I actually like it quite a bit. Shine it right into the camera.
What's powering the Kreebolt?
The inside are three AA batteries, and it has a little screw, but I like they've ridged the screw, so you can just open it up with your finger, and then right inside, whoop. Well, I say that, and then I have difficulty. Right inside, there's three AA batteries, and they kind of rest right on top of each other.
Is it rubberized? I can't.
It is. It's a slight rubberization along this, and the inside has a little bit of a rubber seal too. They mentioned that it is they have a specific word for the type of waterproofing that this used. It was like A4 service.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's certainly water resistant.
It's certainly water resistant. I don't think that you could dunk it into a lake or river, but there is a water resistant where you could probably leave it out in the rain if you needed some light in the rain. And other than that, that's about it. The price comes in. Oh, and it does have a handle on top also if you want to
hang it in a tent.
Yeah, if you want to hang it in your tent. I would assume that you would take the clamps and clamp it into your tent just because they're already there and so useful. But yeah, and just to show off the clamping mechanism, this little piece moves forward, and so all you have to do is open. It is a little bit difficult as you open it and then move that forward, and then it's locked into open position. So yeah.
Nice.
So let me find the current asking price for
I looked while you were talking. I think it's $38.53.
$38. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. $38.53. MSRP of $45.
Okay.
It's kind of an expensive flashlight, but it does have a lot of uses, and I mean it's like a lot of little features. There's just a ton of tiny little features in here for such a flashlight. And I was big into camping when I was younger, and I can imagine really liking something that had a stand that can also be used. I mean, this can just be used as a flashlight when the clamps are closed. There's no reason that it can't just be a normal flashlight, and that you could put in your tent and then point at something. And maybe it'll come down in price over the next, time. So that is the Black
Fire
Camplight LED lantern and flashlight. Now we have come to the point of the show where we need to thank our second sponsor.
Very
excited about this. Yeah, I know. Two sponsors in one episode, and that is NatureBox. I love NatureBox as a sponsor because you get an excuse to kind of munch down on some food. Well, and Dickie D has his Nature Box. We sent you a Nature Box. Which snacks did you get?
Boy, I got cranberry almond bites.
Oh.
And this is one of my favorites. Peanut butter and jelly granola.
Oh, my gosh. That is so delicious. So the idea of Nature Box.
Yes, do it.
Everyone needs a snack. And if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to stay healthy, or if you just don't want really crummy snacks lying around the house, NatureBox is a great option because you sign up and it's kind of a subscription model. So you're going to get a box once a month. And the best part of NatureBox is the snacks that they offer. There's over 100 different types of snacks, and all of them are... They're savory and really great, zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup, and nothing artificial. Everything is all natural. I have one right here, and it's so good looking. We got some blueberry almond bites, which I was munching down on before the show. You can see that bag's already open. Santa Fe corn sticks. Oh. So delicious. Pistachio power clusters. Oh, my gosh. peppery pistachios. I actually had these. These are so delicious. Whole wheat, raspberry figgy bars. These are nice because they're also individually wrapped. So if you want to put them into it like a child's lunch or something like that. The oh my gosh, I just absolutely love Nature Box. This is kind of a snack assortment. This is when you head on over to naturebox.com. If you use naturebox.com/twit, you can actually get a special offer. So I would suggest using that URL if you want to support the show and also get our special offer, 50% off your first box. You get to choose a few different styles, and then depending on how big your box is, you'll get multiple bags of that type of snack. And if you want to drill down on what type of snack you get, you absolutely can. They have great filtering options where you can decide vegan, soy-free, gluten-conscious, lactose-free, nut-free, or non-GMO. And then you also get taste options, like if you want something savory or sweet or spicy. And it's just absolutely great. So, you know, and it's also kind of a nice gift if you want to give a family member or a friend, you know, like a 3-month subscription. You get 3 months worth of boxes of snacks. Just absolutely great. We love Nature Box as a sponsor here. And I think that you will really, I've signed up personally. I'm out of my own pocket. I am now a Nature Box subscriber. So if you want a nice deal, head on over to naturebox.com/twit to get 50% off your first box. And stay strong, stay healthy with Nature Box. That's naturebox.com/twit. And we thank them for sponsoring this episode of the Giz Whiz. Love you, Nature Box. Okay, so now...
Excellent.
Now I'm going to keep these Flax Fortune coins right here and just munch on them throughout the show. It's time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse!
Now!
I'm just gonna munch down on these Flax Fortune coins.
Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
What do you got for us this week, Dickie?
Okay, it comes with a little leather, a letter. Email, Dick and Chad, hope you're doing well. This is Mark from the Philippines. My video is I invented this. I put it in the warehouse segment because it looks like he invented it 30 years ago. It's my power timer, a device that lets you put a timer on your electrical outlets. Plug in any gadget, it will turn on and off based on the timer. So let's take a look at Mark's viewer video.
Hey there, Dick and Chad. This is me, Mark, from the Philippines.
Hey, Mark.
And this is my video for I Invented This. Now, what I'm about to show you is a device my dad and I built when I was a kid, back when I was 12 years old. And what we call it, a power timer. It's not going to win any design awards.
Does it look a little ancient?
And it's crude, but it works.
That is amazing.
So, what is the power timer? The power timer is a device that lets you set a timer on your socket. So you just plug in any appliance, your electronic gadgets here on either sockets here on the side here. And then you set up the timer. Here's the switch. Here is the heart of the device, which is actually what regulates the timer. And also I printed this handy chart on the pattern in which the timer runs. And then, yep, you run it, and then it can automatically be turned off or on or whatever, according to the chart here. So I used this when I was a kid very, like a daily basis, since I have a stereo, and I usually use it before I sleep. But the problem is it uses the cassette tape, and it wouldn't stop when it reached the end of the tape. So what I did was I hooked it up here, I plugged it in, and then set the timer to about 2 hours, and it automatically turns off. After 2 hours, I start the timer. And there's also different modes that you can set here. Since these two sockets are different in circuit, you can set it to turn on this side and then turn off this side after a specified amount of time. Or you can vice versa, turn off this side or turn on this side. So where do I use this, you might ask? Well, a lot of things.
Where do you use that?
The cassette example I said earlier is one. And second is for my gadgets, for charging my gadgets. For example, my Nintendo 3DS or my DS. I usually just plug it in here and then set the time for about 3 hours. And then, they usually charge overnight. I go to sleep, and then the next morning, the gadgets are fully charged. And I know that it's not overcharged since the power has already been cut off by the timer. So it's useful for that as well. It's protecting your gadgets from overcharging. Yeah, and other things, as long as you can figure out a clever way of using both of the sockets and the patterns here indicated by the timer. The modes are here, yeah.
Okay.
So, I've shown this on my school on an invention fair, and I won second place. I'm not sure.
He still looks very young, doesn't he?
Who won first. But they think that this is clever and that it's something new, and that maybe I should pursue my career on inventing things. But no, yeah. So, like I said, it's made of wood. It's not going to win any design awards. As you can see, it's very dirty because it's been stuck under my bed. Unfortunately, it's no longer working. The problem is the timer has already died and we can't find any replacement for it. Yeah, probably on a hardware store or some other gadget store, but I haven't found any timer similar to this one. But I'm now seeing pretty much like an extension cord with built-in timers now. So I guess this is a very crude old model.
He was ahead of his time.
That's made of also.
Yes, exactly.
So this is my device for my video. I invented this. Actually, it's cheating since it's my dad and I invented this. It's very dangerous since it involves electricity when making. So I asked my dad for help. So thank you, Dick and Chad. This is my video. Again, this is the power timer. And this is Mark, again, from the Philippines. And thank you for watching. Bye.
Bye. That was so cool, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
I love the wooden, it looks so industrial.
The funny thing is that when I was a kid, I have no idea how old he is. He looks like he's still a kid to me, but I don't know. Anyway, we're still looking for more videos. I invented this. I bought a piece of crap. My favorite gadget of all time, or what we like most, is my gadget warehouse. Only because people love old gadgets. And I'm sure you have something somewhere. So just throw video together.
The story behind your gadget, because the reason that you'd keep a gadget around forever is because you use it for one thing all the time that normally is kind of unique to you.
We'd love to hear those stories. 2 to 3 minutes is good, and what you paid for it, and maybe the year you got it. And just send it to gizwiz@twit.tv, and hopefully it'll get on the show. And not only will you get fame and no fortune, you'll get a piece of crap from us and probably a Mad Magazine and an Alfred E. Newman picture sent directly to you wherever you are. So if you're in the Witness Protection Program, you might want to think twice about it.
Right. You may not want to be on our show. But yeah, they've also been giving me, they took photos of me. And they've been giving me photos of myself to sign and send into crap winners.
Get
a signed photo of myself.
Why not? Why not?
I don't know.
I have one on my desk, above my desk.
The moment they came in, I wrote one to all the editors and wrote a cheesy, I wrote Minecraft related things on them. But
No, that's sweet.
Thanks. Good. Yeah, that was a great, great video. And also, like, I was trying to think of what I would want to turn off and then turn on, because it had that feature of one socket could turn on and turn off. And I was like, it felt like I was thinking of, like, a Home Alone sketch of, like, okay, the tape is going to turn off, and then it's going to turn on the flamethrower. You know, I don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
So, I guess let's go ahead and get to the letter.
You know, I meant to congratulate whoever did the lighting effect during your flashlight thing. When you turned it on, the lights dimmed.
Oh, yeah.
And did your demo, and then the lights came up. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
amazing.
That's Josh. Josh running the board.
I can't find the button to turn the light from outside off, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, something wrong with that.
That, you know what? I think that light is on a timer. I think we have to wait a few hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to have Mark do that from the Philippines.
Right. Right.
So we have a very short email, and Chad, you'll have to bear it out if you made this mistake or not.
Oh, yeah.
It is from Rachel Edwards, and the message is just, hey, exclamation point, the humorous putty, and what was it? It was called Funny Putty,
Funny Putty.
Okay, well, I guess she's being humorous by saying, hey, the humorous putty might not have set up, because the recipe calls for all-purpose glue. You guys were using school glue.
Right.
It's very different.
She's right.
Oh!
She's right. You were right. Yeah, I guess I should have mentioned it. The difference...
Rachel.
Yeah. So I ran over, I thought that I had glue at my house, and I didn't. So I ran over to the market, and the only thing they had was the children's glue, which is all safe and things like that. And it mentioned on the recipe, and she's talking about my recipe that I made, the blue stuff.
Yes, the
right.
homemade silly putty recipe.
Right. And they mentioned that I could still use that glue. It's just that it wouldn't bounce.
Oh,
I know the difference. So I was like, oh, I don't need it to bounce. So I'll just use this other glue. Maybe it really made it. Maybe we need to revisit that with the correct type of glue.
Come on, Chad, you need it to bounce.
We still got the borax. We got plenty of borax.
Plenty of borax.
Yeah, that might have been the whole issue.
Okay. Well, it just shows you that our viewers are paying really close attention, because you had that stuff way over in the corner.
Rachel has sharp eyes. A big difference between children's glue and normal all-purpose Elmer's glue.
Normal adult's glue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, absolutely right. I thought it wouldn't make that big of a difference, and maybe she's talking about personal experience that...
Yeah, she could
she's
be.
She's done it before and used the real glue, and it turned out a lot better. So, that's great.
Could be.
Cool. And now, do we get to see the new What the Heck Is It?
Yes, it's May. Last time we did a show, it was still April. So, what was your guess?
My gosh. Okay, my real guess?
Yeah.
To be honest, I really never knew. You scroll down, hit play, What the Heck Is It? This was
that
last
thing. You didn't know what that was, right?
It really does look like some sort of cover, but this back piece is really what I don't understand.
Okay. Well, first of all, it turned out that 60 people knew what it was.
Oh, really?
So we just picked a dozen at random. It's a handheld vegetable peeler. So you stick your finger in that hole.
And this?
In there. And that little metal pin that you see is holding a blade in place. And so you run the blade over the vegetable to clean the vegetables. Evidently, a lot of people knew it.
Huh.
But the funny thing, and the reason we give more issues away for the dumb answers is I like that dumb answers. Like, I think it is the smallest iPad ever, the mini iPad, the iMac. I think it's the iMac wearable ring in baby size. A paw, P-A-W, a paw holder for doggy manicures. That's a good idea. Engagement ring for a 400,000 carat diamond. A robot pacifier. So things are really, they're good. Cheap version of Kim Kardashian's engagement ring.
Industrial blow pop.
Yes,
should say.
Hamilton Beach travel size bottle, automatic bottle opener.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So fun stuff. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I understand now. So I thought that thing in the back was like really far away. I thought it extended out further, but it's just right there. Yeah, it was a depth issue on my part.
But you know what? A lot of people said, I have one of those in the back of my closet. I have one of those in the drawer. I cut my hand with one of those.
Yeah.
So.
See, I thought that thing went way further back. But yeah, you're right. Oh, that's of course you're right. That's neat. Very cool. So now.
And so there's a brand new game for May, June. And that's at the top of that page, and that's what that looks
Yikes.
Like.
Yikes. This,
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a weapon.
Well, I can't give any hints, and it's a complete thing. You know, people always say,
right.
I think that's the bottom half of a,
Right, it's the O-ring a spacesuit. No.
Yes, exactly. So. I think that fell off the space capsule when it went.
Right, that's the whole product.
When we get to the end of the contest and I post it, it's a thing you can buy. And if you buy it, it'll come exactly the way you see it. That is the complete thing.
Huh. Okay. So this is the first time I'm seeing it. So I'm going to try to noodle through it. I mean, it looks like, you know, definitely the outside is a holder of some flavor. But the inside looks like it might move or something. Mm-hmm. Like have like a bag in there. I'm not sure. Okay, interesting. Well, if you think that you know or have a great suggestion on what it might be, head on over to gizwiz.biz, scroll on down to the sidebar, and click What the Heck Is It? And check it out for yourself.
Yes.
Another thing, you know, I haven't mentioned this on the show yet. If you go to teespring.com/twit, we have a shirt up for sale. And we only have a few more. We have 1 week and 4 days left. And there's all sorts of different versions of this shirt. There's the just T-shirt, but we also have a sort of what do they call this? Undershirt. There's also a women's version. So you have spaghetti strap and a woman's T-shirt as well. And we actually have one here for you. The design was really kind of nice. All of these shirts come in white or black, so this is the white version of the T-shirt. Isn't this kind of a neat design?
It is. Very retro.
I really like it. Yeah, and it looks great in white and black. This gets switched to white, and then the black shows up here on the black version. But really kind of a neat shirt. So, and this is also limited edition. It will never be made again after this sales. And you only have a week and 4 days to purchase this. This means that the next time that we record the show, we'll only have like 24 hours left. So if you catch this show after the fact, basically this is your last episode that you're going to be able to buy it. So that's teespring.com/twit to check out this new Twitch T-shirt, limited edition, only $20 and... it's really, really kind of nice. It's nice. It's also nice fabric. It's Fruit of the Loom, really good cotton stuff.
So, Chad, there's no limit on because I see it says 512 sold out of a goal of 500.
Right. So how Teespring?
It doesn't matter if it goes over.
It doesn't matter if it goes over. You're right. How Teespring works is if we didn't get to our goal of 500, it wouldn't get printed.
I got
But we've matched the goal, and we still have a week left. But if we only got 400 people, that's not quite enough for the company to make all of and to make a run happen. So we've reached our goal. It's kind of like Kickstarter, where if they don't reach the goal, no one gets charged, sort of thing. And if you want to catch future episodes of the GizWiz, and you don't like watching live, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/GizWiz. And there we have version audio, video, absolutely everything. And you can go all the way back to episode one, which was close to 1,500 episodes ago. Check all those out. If you want to catch us live, we normally record on Wednesdays at around 4:30 Pacific time, about 7:30 Eastern time. We are recording this episode on a weird day, but normally on Wednesdays to hang out.
We'll be back to Wednesday.
Right. I see all sorts of different people in the chat room. Mr. Mike, Jab, Loquacious One, Frankie the Waffle, Joel H., Eric Duckman. So all sorts of great people hanging out with us in the chat room. There's episode one.
There's the first one. And the video is coming soon. We're still waiting for the video.
Yeah, the video will come very soon.
We're still waiting.
Just hang out on that page. Refresh a few times.
I think that show was 7 minutes long, and we were doing it by telephone back then. So it's going to be a long time before video shows up for that.
Yeah, we probably should have some sort of algorithm that if video hasn't shown up in 2 weeks, we're not going to have video. So, Patrick says the new site will probably switch that up. And that about wraps it up for this week of the GizWiz. See you next week.
I'll be here.
Weekly Daily GizWiz. A weekly GizWiz.